If we could do it again, I would, you? Early morning hours, just we two. We were so rushed and worn. My heart was hungry and forlorn. What a surprise that night to find we fit just right.
Jenny Mandel was here a year ago when she performed for us from her 10th album, Dark Lights Up. A critic has praised the Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter for her lovely, on-the-edge-of husky voice that sounds especially wonderful when she sings about love, its promise, pitfalls, and peculiarities. You can hear it tonight at Joe's Pub, and we thought it would be fun to have her do something a little different for us by sharing some of her new songs. She'll be accompanied by Milo Jones on guitar, and I'm very pleased to welcome her back to our show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
How soon after you've written it will you play a new song in public?
Sometimes, you know, right away if I can remember it. That gets harder and harder. Every year that my kids wake me up earlier and earlier. But yeah, it's always exciting to write something new, so...
And do you ever tweak it afterwards?
I will, here and there. And I have a couple older songs, and I play them the way I wrote them, but every time I sing them, I think, why did I say red when I could have said plaid?
Well, that's not uncommon. In fact, writers in general do that. Sometimes we'll have writers read on our show, and I see them changing words
really?
on the printed text.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you play... songs to check them out with when they're in progress?
Oh, do I perform them to get feedback? I used to do that more. Now I'm really flying by the seat of my pants, not getting that much.
Well, we'll check
out. Okay, suggestion box.
People
are going to write in.
What do you want to tell us about the first song you're going to play for us, Good to You?
Well, let's see. I think it's a love song with a little bit of an edge, and it's a great way to spend a summer day, lunch hour maybe. I guess we'll start.
Eleni Mandel, accompanied by Milo Jones.
Two, three, four. Ooh.
sparkle like a swimming pool. I wanna be good to you.
Ooh. Eleni Mandel, joined by Milo Jones on Good to You.
Yeah.
How long ago did you write that?
A couple months.
Now, that's in a minor key. Would it have a whole other meaning if you'd written it in a major key?
Yeah.
I mean, you said it was a love song with an edge. To some degree, the fact that it's in minor gives it that edge.
Yeah, I think if it was in a major key, then the the person who it's about would have run for their life. That would have been terrifying.
Do tours have a way of providing material for the next album?
Oh, yeah. I get really inspired on tour, especially touring the United States. It's just such a beautiful, strange place.
I remember you telling me that a prior tour with your two kids led to inspiration from Roger Miller after you'd gone to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It was funny because we were in the gift shop, and you just feel like you need to get something. So there was Roger Miller's greatest hits.
King of the Road.
King of the Road. And, you know, I was aware of him before, but didn't really appreciate him more than that. And, yeah, I came to really love his music, and the kids loved it, too.
Now, he also, lyrics are really important to him. Lyrics are obviously important to you.
Yeah.
Do you start with the lyrics?
I often start with a title or a word, and I'll sort of keep a list of titles.
And you compose on the guitar?
Yeah.
Because some people, even if they play guitar, compose on the piano.
Yeah, I grew up playing violin and piano, but I'm not much use on either of those instruments anymore.
You're going to be playing another song for us, something really new, called Someone New. How new is it?
That's younger than Good to You.
Even younger.
Even younger.
So you change.
It's about a month and a half.
Testing it out on us. Great.
Yes. My mother's probably going to write in. Eleni, don't say she once had a, you know, you said elevator twice. I think you should find another word.
Your mother really, she edits you that way?
When I was starting out, I'm thinking of a particular song, which I don't even know anymore. But I remember her saying something to me like that. And the word was an elevator. She's probably going to call me and tell me. I never said that. But, yeah, maybe she'll have something to say about this. Here we go. 2, 1, 2, 3.
I belong to someone new. There's nothing much that you can do. You never should have let me slip away. You should have told me all the time. You should have been my Valentine. But now I got another one who doesn't hesitate. Your tears fall down like rain and spin right down the to someone new. Yeah, 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 yeah. He doesn't mind if I complain. Doesn't burn if I fan the flames. I tell him he's the boss and he's always game. It's just the way that it is with my new lover. Cause I belong to someone new. Someone who there's nothing else that you can do. You should have kept me closer every day. You should have told me all the time. You should have been a friend of mine. But now I got another one who won't make that mistake. Your tears fall down like rain, yeah, 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 yeah. And spin right down the drain. Someone new. Ooh-hoo. says I look so nice, says I feel like paradise. He tells me I'm the boss and he doesn't think twice. It's just the way that it is with my new lover, 'cause I belong to someone new. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Eleni Mandel, accompanied by Milo Jones. She'll be with a new song called Someone New.
Yeah.
She'll be performing tonight at 7:30 at Joe's Pub. And if you want ticket information, you can go to our show page at wmyc.org/lopate. Her last CD was called Dark Lights Up. And you have a new one coming out with some of your own songs, but with contributions from people like Jackson Browne,
yeah,
Lara Lynn, Benji Hughes, Van Dyke Parks.
I know, pretty crazy, huh?
How did that come about?
A friend of mine named Inara George, we're in a band together called the Living Sisters, and she puts together sort of tribute shows every summer at a theater in Topanga Canyon. And one year she said, I think I want to do your songs. And that just led to everybody recording them, which was an incredible and bizarre experience.
Do you learn things about your own songs when other people record them?
Yes, I did. Mike Viola, an incredible musician, producer, songwriter, he performed one of my songs that I always was a little bit embarrassed by. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a little too earnest. And he just sat down at the piano and sang it, and I thought, oh my God, did I write that?
He put an ironic edge to it?
He didn't. He really stuck to the feeling. He didn't try to make it weird or anything, but I don't know, there was something about the sound of his voice and how simple he did it that gave me new appreciation for it.
How did you come to start volunteering with an organization that teaches songwriting in prison?
A friend of mine named Harper Simon, he mentioned it, I think, on Facebook or something. And I immediately wrote to him and said I wanted to do that. I've always been interested in the criminal justice system. I actually was hired as an investigator at the Federal Public Defender's Office. I worked there for 2 weeks as an investigator. So strange.
While you were already establishing your career?
Yes. While I was performing. But, you know, in 2 weeks, it didn't ruin me or anything. But ever since then, I've always been really interested in it. And so I started doing it. Wayne Kramer started the organization. And I went into a women's prison and worked with some ladies there for a while.
Are you surprised by the kinds of songs you get?
Yeah. Really surprised by how smart they are, how much laughing we did. Some great singers, you know, some really tough looking women, but with, you know, so much heart and interesting stories.
I think we have time for you to do one more song.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'd love to.
I understand you're going to be playing Empty Locket.
Yes. Yep. And we'll just do it. We'll just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
I have an empty locket, hard on a chain, hanging from my neck. And when I hear you talking, soft southern drawl, wish I was there. It isn't how we started, looking back so many years, but all the time was there, force of nature bringing me here. I have an empty locket, heart on a chain, hanging from my neck. And when I hear you talking, hand on my face, fingers in my hair. It isn't how we made it, midnight shadows, summer wind. But like a puzzle piece we had to find so we could finish. chain hanging from my neck. And when I hear you talking, cutting your picture perfectly fit, it isn't how we started, time unwinding back to front, but how I can't remember any other way I ever felt.
Eleni Mandel and Empty Locket, another one of her new songs that she's performed for us, and not for many other people.
No, not too many people have heard that one.
She was accompanied by Myla Jones. Will you be playing these songs tonight at Joe's Pub?
Yes, we have a couple other songs that we're going to do together tonight, and then I'll play, you know, some of my big number one Billboard Top 20 hits.
I love what Entertainment Weekly wrote about your lyrics. They said the lyrics are lucid, exploring the elusive promise of romance with wit and moony wistfulness.
That sounds about right.
That's what you're aiming for?
I'm definitely a bit moony. I am very wistful. And I can't remember what else they said, but it sounded good.
If you'd like to see Eleni Mandel, she'll be at Joe's Pub tonight. It's performing at 7:30. For ticket information, go to our show page at wnyc.org/lopate. And you're going to be going to North Carolina after this.
Yeah, we'll be in Fayetteville and Aberdeen, North Carolina on July 7th and 8th.
I don't know if we have any listeners anymore, but if we do, I'm sure they're going to fill
you know
the
what,
place.
I bet there's a couple.
We're going to go out with something from your latest album, Dark Lights Up. Baby, Don't Call. Thank
right.
you so much
Thanks
for being on our show again.
Back. It was a pleasure.
I'm a dreamer, baby. I love to dream. I see us in a little shack in the countryside beside a stream. When you call my name, look into my eyes, my heart just melts. It's no surprise, so can't end well, I'm gonna fall, so baby don't